Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's program for July 18th. I'm Susan Masika. Quick question. Have you got a pen or a pencil handy? I bet you do. And so would this Swiss executive.
I don't know anyone not having a pen or a pencil on them. I mean, to write a quick note or just to have it, this object on them is very important.
That was the president of Caran d'Ache, Karl Hubscher. Her company has been making pencils in Geneva for 100 years. Its collection now includes a range of office and art supplies. But will it still be going strong in 10, 20, or 30 years? Many adults have dropped their pens in favor of keyboards and touchscreens. As for children, is drawing pictures still in, or has digital entertainment taken over? And for graphic designers, does drafting by hand still play a role these days? Later on, we'll hear from a child development specialist and a design professor. But first, a trip to Caran d'Ache, which employs 280 people in its factory on the outskirts of Geneva. I brought my microphone, a notepad, and an embarrassingly ordinary pen, which turned out to be a good icebreaker with Karl Hubscher.
Well, it's true that I always look at what pencil or what pen the people are using, because it reflects also a lot about their personality, I have to say. And some of them you can tell also with the jewelry that they're wearing. For instance, women, if they're wearing gold, then they have the tendency of having a gold pen as well. Or, well, it all depends also of who they are and what they use. And it's funny to see also you have people that are more trendy, and they would use then also different sort of pens with colors and designs, and it reflects a lot the personality of the person.
So what do you think this says about me?
That's the one that you just found on your next door desk, probably, or in a rush. Where did I need a pen, where is the pen? And you just took it from your colleague, probably.
Inside the factory, I could see why she was amused. Why settle for cheap plastic when there's a world of more sophisticated options? But they don't look like much in the raw stages. Production manager Julien Maynon showed me how plain metal pipes become elegant pens.
It's a swaging machine, in fact.
A what machine?
Swaging.
Swaging.
We put in the good shape the pen.
It's a greasy and hot process. Later, the pen bodies might be etched or covered in enamel. A lot of the work is done by hand.
So what is she doing?
We produce just this small ball to after attach the clip. Here.
A stamping process.
We have a new machine to prepare the surface of the piece to reduce the polishing after.
The ballpoint pens have to pass the 100-meter test. In other words, a machine makes sure that they can write a steady, clean line for 100 meters. And there are other tests, like this one.
To control the mechanism, we make this movement 50,000.
50,000 times?
Times, yes.
That's why you need a robot and not human fingers, huh?
And then there are the pencils. Every day, Caran d'Ache produces enough to cover the distance from Geneva to Rome, about 900 kilometers. Spokeswoman Noemi Rossier showed me a bin of what looked like purple spaghetti. In fact, it was a sample batch of pencil lead.
We have someone in the lab. He's in charge of the R&D, and he's searching for a very pure pigment and a very new one. So this is one of them.
When the color is right, this spaghetti gets baked and cut into perfect lengths. These go into cedarwood sandwiches.
It comes from California because it's the better wood to be sharpened. You know, the wood have to be very soft and very smooth, and then it's be sharpened easily.
After that, they get 7 or 8 coats of varnish. As the new pencils roll off the production line, it's almost like music. Then they get embossed.
All the pen are marked with something, with the name.
And can you guess what this vital step is? That's the sound of a legion of pencils being sharpened. I read that Hoopshire had thrown one out a fifth-floor window to show a reporter how robust it was. But surely she was worried it would snap in half, wasn't she?
No.
It would be embarrassing.
Or... No, no. I'm very confident about the products we're manufacturing.
Indeed, all of the products go through rigorous tests before going on the market.
Yeah, well, it's part of the whole process also of testing the products. What we do also when we are making a new product, we are sending this product all over Switzerland, and they're taking different sorts of transportation. They will take the train, they will take the airplane, the truck, the teleferic even, and well, they're just making the big tour here in Switzerland, and then they come back and we check that everything is okay, that it's in good shape, that they didn't get any scratches or defects and so on. So this is really part of the process of testing the product.
Despite all that testing, some 5,000 pens end up back in Geneva for repairs each year. However, many are decades old and have outlived the equipment that made them.
So sometimes we don't have spare parts left to be able to repair them because the people keep them so long and are so addicted to their pens.
That was after sales manager Daniela Coste. She says that sometimes there are strange reasons why the pens malfunction.
An old lady was not able to change the cartridge, the refill. And well, so we checked the inside of the pen, and apparently she kept her needles inside. So it was full of needles. I mean, we found about five or six needles inside. So I don't know why she put the needles inside. Maybe she tried to unstuck it, or I don't know what. But that was a really funny story. Another time we had another customer that, I mean, I think he used the pen and he hid it 5 euros inside. So it was really rolled inside. We opened the pen and did not know why we couldn't put it again together. So while searching inside, we have found literally 5 euros rolled inside the pen. So I don't know why he hid that, but that was also a very funny story.
I hope you kept it as a tip, as trinket.
No, we send them back to him. No, we are very, very serious people.
Whatever the case, Carol Hoopshire says the repair service is a priority.
It's important also when you have a nice fine writing pen that you've been using for many years and that needs a service, to know that you can send it here, have it serviced, cleaned, and so on, and that you can reuse also afterwards or pass it on to the next generation. It's important.
Speaking of the next generation, is drawing still important for children, or are they too busy playing with smartphones and tablets? Oscar Jenny is the director of the Child Development Center at University Children's Hospital in Zurich. He believes that young children are still into paper and crayons.
During the developmental process, they first scribble on a piece of paper, and they see actually that some of their thoughts remain somewhere on a piece of paper, in sand or snow, whatever. So they feel, well, it's there and it remains. It does not go away. And then they learn to draw geometric figures and eventually human figures and situations. And I think, I'm sure that these are important, very important steps for the children's development, especially in these areas, in these years 2 to 6, whatever, mm-hmm. or 2 to 8. So I think that does not just kind of go away because other medias, other technologies are predominant, but I think there's some intrinsic drive of the children to eventually do this. And of course, this drive is taken up by schools and institutions.
And what about graphic designers? In this digital age, how essential is the pencil? According to Robert Litcher, it'll always have a place. He's the head of the master's program in communication design at Bern University of the Arts.
I mean, we still got this huge openness towards like all visual material because that is also the base. If you look at it historically, I mean, it's always when you talk of design, it's disegno. It's starting from the scribble of something. This is like really the first definition of design from the Renaissance. And so everything started in a way with a pen. And so the whole culture of designing in a way starts with this idea of drafting something. So, I mean, it will be always around. But, of course, it changes its function and changes also its relevance in certain kind of fields.
He and his students have various approaches to their work, depending on personal preferences.
At the one hand, we have like very, very traditional approaches, which really start by working really analog techniques, with starting with a pencil, then working it out really of an analog way. And then in the end, they move forward to the computer. But on the other hand, people like me, I'm just a really quick scribbler. And then I really go fast to the computer and start like drafting by computer. And I think then there's a third class, but it's still quite small, who are really drafting by computer, and not only by using the tools the computer gave us, the programs which are usual, but also by coding in the end. This is maybe the newest and most futuristic approach to drafting in a way.
But for the students, it's more a matter of just doing it and not thinking too hard about the method.
Yeah, I think students, they are really like beyond digital thinkers. They use a tool. They're not thinking about if they are virtual or if they are from the real world. They just use it and they mix it like in the best sense. They use scanners. They use copy machines because they are analog. They still got to play with the aesthetic of the technology.
Litcher himself is a fan of the electronic pencil.
For visual designers who really create more visual material, I think the pencil system, the electronic pencil, this was really a great invention, because now they could use the computer in their way, like in this traditional way. Before, you always had this mouse and you have to click, but it's a totally other different move and thinking. The connection between your hand and your mind is totally different when you have this mouse in your hand when you have a pencil in your hand. And then there came these pads, and they're getting better and better.
Back in Geneva, Carandash has also dipped a toe, or a nib as it were, into the digital age. One of its newer pens, the RNX316, can double as a stylus on tablets or smartphones. As for the next 100 years, I was unable to unlock any trade secrets. But Carol Hoopscher says that changes in the retail market prompted the firm to finally launch its online shop 3 years ago.
The ones that are buying online are not the ones that still need the service and want to go and try it on and so on in the stores. I would say it's maybe the ones that already have a Carandash, that know what it is. They use the facility of online buying to send also a gift to a friend, for instance.
While I was in Geneva, I picked up a souvenir to match my outfit, a shiny turquoise pen from the 849 series. Supposedly, it has enough ink to fill 600 A4 pages. I used up a fraction of that on the train ride home. And it occurred to me that it could be nice to have a wardrobe of writing instruments, instead of just grabbing whatever happened to be in reach. And you? Maybe you'll want to jot this down. You can visit us at swissinfo.ch for more on Carandash, as well as other examples of Swissness. I'm Susan Masika. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Jakob Stoller.